Before we get into the top 10 of the Earshot 20, we will join Callum Slingerland of Exclaim for our weekly Exclaim news update. And it starts, Callum, with Quincy Jones.
Of course, the legendary producer made headlines recently for two wild interviews he gave to GQ and Vulture, in which he told all manner of wild tales, including how he thought the Beatles were awful, to how he had 22 different girlfriends at one point. Now Jones has released a public apology for what was said in those profile pieces, writing that, quote, even at 85, it's apparent that word vomit and bad mouthing is inexcusable. As he told it, his six daughters had taken him aside for, quote, a surprise family intervention. After the quotes were published, he continued to say, I'm sorry to anyone whom my words offended, and I'm especially sorry to my friends who are still here with me and those who aren't. I encourage you to all please grow with me and keep on keeping on. Love, an 85-year-old bow-legged man who is still learning from his mistakes. You can read his full statement at exclaim.ca.
From a man who produced a lot of funk music to a man whose last name is Funk, Aaron Funk of the Venetian Snares.
After announcing plans to collaborate with the great Daniel Lanois over a year ago, the two have finally unveiled details for said project. The LP is simply titled Venetian Snares and Daniel Lanois, and it's set to arrive May 4th and runs 8 tracks in length. The record was tracked live in Toronto inside an old Buddhist temple, and for a taste of what's to come, you can hear a first song from the record at exclaim.ca.
And no more Peter Mansbridge on CBC, but we still get The National on television.
The National frontman Matt Berninger is set to make the jump from stage to screen, as he revealed on Australian radio station Double J. His new show is set to focus on his experiences as a musician, and it'll feature Australian director Trent O'Donnell in the driver's seat. He's worked on shows like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Good Place, of course. Berninger also noted that the show will not debut until after this year at the earliest, but you can head to exclaim.ca for everything we know on the program so far.
And she reached high heights. I don't know if she hit those lows, but Janelle Monáe is back for Samo.
She has a new disc on the way titled Dirty Computer, and she shared a pair of new tracks from the effort. They're titled Make Me Feel and Django Jane, the latter of which features her rapping, which is quite feat. If that wasn't enough, both songs arrived alongside lovely music videos, which you can find at exclaim.ca. We can expect the album portion of Dirty Computer to arrive April 27th, though its accompanying film doesn't yet have a release date.
Rihanna raps on the new NERD release, so why can't Janelle Monáe do the same? Another artist who's making more of a push towards the strictly hip-hop, featured on this week's nationally syndicated The Interview Show from CJSF, was Parquet Courts.
The band are set to deliver their fifth studio album this spring. It's titled Wide Awake, and it'll arrive May 18th. The 13-track LP was recorded with Danger Mouse, who reached out to the band on his own. The songs are said to be filled with the band's, quote, traditional punk rock passion as well as a lyrical tenderness. You can hear what that description sounds like with first single, Almost Had to Start a Fight / In and Out of Patience at exclaim.ca.
And after a year of just popping Montreal, now we can heavy Montreal again, too.
Heavy Montreal is set to return after a one-year hiatus, and the organizers have revealed the lineup for their 2018 edition. Topping the bill are Avenged Sevenfold, Rob Zombie, and Marilyn Manson, followed closely behind by Gojira, Emperor, Under Oath, Trivium, Sleep, Nile, Between the Buried and Me, Power Trip, and many more. For a full look at who is going to rock Montreal this summer, head to exclaim.ca.
Thanks for the news, Callum and Exclaim, but what is your Exclaim Song of the Week for the Earshot 20?
Song pick of the week this time comes to us from Charlotte Day Wilson with Stone Woman, which is of course the title track off of her recent EP. This one's neat. Some subtle strings and electronics leave plenty of room for her jaw-dropping voice. I highly recommend the EP for some listening when you get a chance, but we have a little sneak preview for you right now with Stone Woman from Charlotte Day Wilson on the Earshot 20.
Stone woman, stone woman.
Empire Records releases their second straight Bahamas record after 2014's Bahamas Is Affy. It's the fourth Bahamas record since 2009. This one up six spots from number 16, entering the top 10. It's Bahamas here, everything to everyone, because it's the same title as an Everclear song from their 1998 masterpiece. So much for the afterglow. You don't think it's a masterpiece, Aaron?
I just wasn't expecting this.
Everclear. Hey, big fan. Big fan. Go back to Santa Monica. It's Bahamas here, not Santa Monica, with Everything to Everyone. On the Earshot 20, they are number 10.
You just love to say number 10.
Number 10.
Left alone, I just hurt myself. I take a bottle down from the shelf. Raise a toast to my own health, not you. Was it really only me? 'Cause it takes two to disagree. So let's stay close and we'll both be free. That's true. Like a tax return. That's true.
Rosenstock was the lead singer of ska band The Arrogant SOBs, and he was a part of both Bomb the Music Industry, a musical collective, as well as an indie rock band called Kudrow. How diverse could you get, Aaron Flynn?
Ska punk band. Yeah, that's pretty diverse.
You can, well, I just mean a ska punk band that's super into Lisa Kudrow, presumably.
What? Do you think that's named after Lisa Kudrow?
How could it not be? Indie rock band based in Brooklyn. Members are Jeff Rosenstock of Bomb the Industry, Mike Campbell of Letterman, which is obviously a David Letterman reference. And I don't see how it could not be a Lisa Kudrow reference.
I think you're right. Oh, I love it more.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. But hey, obviously Canada is loving it because it comes in at number 9 on this week's Earshot charts. It's his record Post on Polyvinyl, and it's up 21 massive points from 30 to number 9 on the earshot-online.com top 20 of the week.
Every night you go to bed, you wake up just a little more in pain. Every time you're dressing for a sunny day, the clouds surprise you with rain. Every cigarette you smoke is you're addicted to a quiet source of company. Every time you told them you were busy cause you'd rather go to sleep. 9 times out of 10 I'll be stoned on the subway. Reading back the directives of what I should do. Dodging eye contact with anyone who looks my way. 9 times out of 10 I'll be
entering the charts at number 8 on earshot-online.com is a Car Park record release called Rock Island. If I'm not mistaken, Aaron, Rock Island is where they record what? Ah, it's the Daytrotter Sessions in that Midwestern United State that I'm always confusing with a different one. But that's the site of the Daytrotter Sessions, and Palm is a band that my good friends in Abbotsford, it's a, they're a very popular band among the post-hardcore crew. It's some music that I may or may not be surprised to see sitting in the top 10 or entering in the top 10, but you know what? We've got an avant-garde music scene here in the campus community radio world. So, you know, here's Palm at number 8 with a debut called Rock Island. Not even the top new entry into the chart this week. So stay tuned to find out who that is.